Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is chilly here in St. Louis. It's chilly across the Midwest. It's across the country. And really feeling it for our friends in upstate New York today. All the snow and cold temperatures they're experiencing up there. It's a chilly time. Perhaps a good time to start thinking about summer and maybe even summer camp. We're going to do that today. We're going to talk with some of our friends from Lutheran camps across the country. We'll go all over the place. We'll head to Albion, Indiana, Wild Rose, Wisconsin, LaGrange, Texas, and Kingston, Illinois. Hope you can join us for these conversations as we talk with our friends from various camps, Lutheran camps, and retreat centers across the country. We're going to continue the conversation tomorrow as well. So a couple of conversations today and some tomorrow as well. Hope you can join us for all of it. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website, kfuo.org. You can find information on them in our sponsor section. I encourage you to go check it out. Find out what Concordia University, Wisconsin is doing, including the good work of supporting Faith and Family right here on Worldwide KFUO. The messenger of good news. Well, joining us by phone this morning, we have two guests from various Lutheran camps. From Camp Lewissimo, we have Matt Kohler, senior counselor, and Camp Lewissimo is located in Wild Rose, Wisconsin. Matt, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you with us this morning. How are things in Wild Rose, Wisconsin this morning at Camp Lewissimo?
It's cold. Like most everywhere, and it's been snowing off and on. We got a couple more inches again today, so it's beautiful.
Wonderful. Glad to have you with us this morning. Look forward to hearing about Camp Lewissimo and the work that you're doing there. Joining us by phone this morning, also Tim Jenk, Executive Director at Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Andy and Matt.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. It's good to have you with us again.
Yeah, thank you.
How are things in Albion this morning?
Oh, it sounds like it's the same. Also, chilly.
Chilly and cold, but it is warm at camp, I bet.
Always, yes.
Well, Matt, tell us a little bit about the history of Camp Lewissimo. What, how did the Camp Lewissimo have its beginnings?
The camp was actually founded in 1961. It's an old farm, so it's kind of a unique type setting. We worship in a barn that's obviously been renovated since it held cows and things. So, it was actually owned by a man named George Peacock, and then in 1961 it was purchased by the Lutheran Layman's League, and then later by the South Wisconsin District. And right now we're actually going to be our own company in the next couple months. We'll still be affiliated with the Missouri Synod Church, but we will be Camp Lewissimo Incorporated, so we're pretty excited. So it's got a long, rich history and a very unique type setting being on an old farmstead.
Being there and on a farmstead and worshiping in a barn where all God's critters got a place in the choir, huh?
Yep.
Well, very good. And where would we find Wild Rose for those who are not familiar with Wisconsin geography?
It's a couple hours northwest of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you're somewhat familiar with the state, we have Lake Winnebago. It's kind of our big inland lake here. It's about 45 minutes west of Lake Winnebago. So we're pretty much in central Wisconsin. We're at the very top of the southern district of the Missouri Synod up here.
And are there year-round activities at Lewissimo?
Yeah, we are preparing right now for our winter activities. We have some skiing coming in, some downhill. We're actually really close to Nordic Mountain as well, so we have some package-type deals. It's all year round. We have outdoor activities, indoor activities for school groups, for youth, for adults. All sorts of unique opportunities up here.
Well, let's go through the year and talk about some of the activities that happen there at Camp Lewissimo and who might be visiting throughout the year.
Okay, we'll start maybe with the summer just to think warm here for a couple minutes. In the summer, we have our youth program. And that's for our youngest camper. It was 2 years old last year, and that goes all the way up through high school. And it's a week-long, seven-day program, and we really focus on teaching. They learn how to canoe. They learn how to do archery. It's just that we're surrounded with all sorts of learning opportunities, and then we have daily chapels and Bible studies and daily devotions and each night with a campfire. So that's kind of our youth program for all the way up through high school for volunteering. And at the same time, in conjunction, we run a program for adults and youth with disabilities called our Joyful Hearts Program. And that's actually a pretty unique program within the whole Maloma Conference. And we try to meet as many needs as we can. We give them a one-on-one and one-on-two type ratio of, you know, we have individuals with Down syndrome, some who are just maybe blind or deaf or that, and we just show them Jesus' love through different activities, and we do horseback riding with them and canoeing and archery and just give them a great camp experience and surround them with love. So that's just kind of a unique, mm-hmm. great program that we have, and we're looking to expand that actually year-round pretty soon.
Very good.
Yeah, and then as we move in toward the fall, we have men's and women's retreats, confirmation retreats, and outdoor ed retreats. We're focusing this next year on a book by Andy Stanley called The Best Question Ever. So it's kind of our year-long theme coming up, and we're going to base everything off of that. When we do our outdoor ed, it is open to any school groups, public or private, with the private ones, the Lutheran schools, and that we do tie in a lot of scripture verses and things into our events. So that's kind of our fall and that mm-hmm. spring, too. We have the scrapbook and retreats, and one of our big things, we're kind of going out there and asking people, what do you want? And we're looking to design custom retreats for people and package deals and things like that, just really reaching out and saying, how can we support the missions in your local congregations and help just with your kind of missions and your views? And then in the winter, we are forming some partnerships with some skiing. We're going to have cross-country skiing, some downhill skiing, snowshoeing. We're putting in an ice rink, all that kind of good stuff, because it's just it's beautiful up here in the winter. if you can get over the cold, it's a little nicer. But, I mean, to see God's creation covered in white, it's beautiful. And lots of creatures crawling all over the place and running all over the place, especially with hunting coming up. We have lots of deer that are just visible all over the place, which is great if you're hiking. Not so much if you're driving, but it's just great. It's a different way to experience camp, and you can camp. We have campfires outside yet this time of year. There's nothing better than a nice hot campfire and a cup of hot chocolate when the snow's coming down around you. It's beautiful.
So it's definitely a four-season camp there.
It definitely is, yep.
Well, very good. What is one of your favorite things about summer camp there?
My favorite thing, I've been involved with Camp Lewisimo since 2002 as a camp counselor and just kind of worked my way up. It's just seeing the same people coming in all the time. You have these families, and then you see new people coming in. They're welcome into this family. It's like a giant family. And to see the excitement of people when they see the people that they know, and they welcome the new ones. And it's just really cool, the longevity of camp. Some of the people have been coming up here since 1961. They helped empty hay out of the old barn that's chapel now. You know, and seeing them come back, and it's just like a bigger and bigger family. I love seeing that, and I love seeing the kids who are prioritizing camp, too. A lot of them now, there's pressure for them to with all their sports and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our like high school volunteers were even threatened with, you know, if you miss so many practices, you can't be on the team. And some of them are willing to give up that stuff to come up and serve at camp for the summer. And I just think that's amazing to see how God is working through these young people that want to serve and have that kind of heart. So it's just that whole connection. It's like we're a huge family up here. Even if you only see each other a week or two each year, it's like it's really awesome just to see the caring community that's formed through this one ministry.
Well, let's head south and east a little bit. Let's head over to Albion, Indiana, Camp Luther Haven. Tim, tell us a little bit about the history of Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana.
Sure. Yeah, Andy. Luther Haven was started by a Lutheran school principal from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so he got that started with a number of people that really came alongside him and had a vision to start a camp. And, of course, with his unique position there at the school, he had ideas to see a camp certainly for the summertime, but also for outdoor education in God's great creation. And so since then, it has been blessed with a number of facilities to really facilitate a year-round programming, just a lot like you heard Matt saying as well. So really a four-season camp offering a number of different programs. Summer is certainly our largest one. With lots going on, different programs from little ones, kindergartners, all the way up through adults. We've got some family camps as well. And then, big outdoor education season in the spring and the fall that's going on.
Give us, and then some retreats and other activities as well?
Yes, we do. We've got a women's retreat coming up here in January. And really, you know, part of our mission is to complement the ministry of churches. And so we're really stand ready to assist them in whatever ways we can. Often that can be in retreat ministry, and so we'll help a number of places with retreats, both in the planning retreats and also maybe the music or leading a devotion or just helping the congregations plan those. What's a really exciting thing to be a part of is to see churches working together. Sometimes you've got some smaller churches that may not have the numbers to pull together a retreat by themselves, but to come up with some other churches and realize they have so much in common, and to see them working together to have an experience that really can strengthen their faith. That's really neat.
Well, you just starting to get at what I was going to ask next. Why would churches, why would congregations or groups want to have a retreat? What are some of the reasons they gather for a retreat, and what are the benefits that they gain out of the retreats there at Camp Lutheran and other camps?
Yeah, you know, there's not a whole lot written on that, but it's for those of us kind of in the industry, you know, I think we're continually impressed by that mountaintop experience of what that can do for a faith life. Certainly, it's got to be rooted in that nurturing week after week that happens in a congregation. But it's really neat to see the impact that a retreat can have on people's faith. It's a time where you strip away all those things that can get in the way sometimes in life and just kind of leave them at the door and kind of get away from it all and be able to really focus on some of those more important things. It's a time that you really get to form some really special communities. As Matt said, that's just a really key thing that can happen at a retreat as well as summer camp. And so just all kinds of benefits that can complement the ministry and just really reignite a congregation in their faith walk.
So camps and retreats can provide an opportunity to step aside from our cell phones, our email, and this is for just about any age, to step aside from all those busy things, our regular busy schedules, and to have some time to study God's Word, to worship together, and to strengthen our relationships with one another as well.
That's right. It is... It's so neat to see when that can happen. Like you said, those distractions, if anything, they're increasing in life. And so it's a time to step aside and say, hey, let's really focus on what we know is important. Let's just take the time here to do it. And that's a hard thing about retreats. It's hard to carve the time away to really get everybody kind of carving out the same weekend or the couple of days to come away. But boy, it's really has payoffs, really does.
Well, we've talked about summer camp for several ages, for children on up through teens at Luther Haven Retreats. You mentioned outdoor education both in the fall and the spring. Is that correct?
That's right.
And any opportunities for individuals with special needs?
Yes. Very similar to what Matt was saying, we also have a developmentally disabled camp. Really, that kind of kicks off our summer camp ministry, and that's always a special week of camp. You learn so much from each other and certainly from that population as well as we're able to serve them. And it's amazing to see some of them have been coming back for over 20 years to camp. And while it's such a neat relationship to see the impact camp has, they look forward to it. They save for it throughout the year. And it's also a great beginning for our camp counselors who often have never had that experience to be able to work alongside them. And so they really grow as they're starting out their summer of service, too.
Absolutely. It is having had that experience myself as a summer staffer at Camp Luther Haven. It's an outstanding experience that you may not necessarily have in other places in life to work side by side with other staffers and to get to meet people of all different ages and abilities. It's an outstanding experience to gather with them and to share the good news of Jesus in a variety of settings.
Right.
Well, let's talk about some of your favorite memories. Is there a particular story of a camper or a staffer at or a retreat guest at Camp Luther Haven that you'd like to share with us today?
Boy, there are so many. there is a family I'm thinking of that has been really neat to see. Some grandparents that have really been touched by camp. And like many grandparents, they have families that are diverse and kind of go a lot of separate ways, and some of them have really strayed from the church. And they've tried through a number of ways and encouragement of trying to get them back into a worshiping community, but it's been pretty rough. And we have been blessed to be in a position to be that thing that that has been a real easier thing for their family to come to. And so these grandparents are sending their kids and their grandchildren to camp. And that's a place for some reason that is just really safe for them to come to. We hear sometimes you know, for good or bad. Sometimes it's hard to walk in the doors of a church, and sometimes camp can be a little easier place to walk into. And so they are just all on top of that for their grandkids. They're making sure they've got a way to come, transportation-wise, but also financially. And it can just be a real gift in the lives of that family. It's something they can share, and it's a safe place they can talk about their faith. So that's just been really heartwarming to see that and to know that their grandkids are being touched by the gospel. Even if it is for that short time, we pray that it's going to be one of many that's to come.
And as the gospel works in them, hopefully will continue to strengthen them in faith and connect them to a congregation, hopefully.
You bet. Yeah.
Matt, any stories from Camp Lewisimo that you'd like to share with us today?
Like Tim, there's probably a whole list of them we could share. But one of the things that we were able to do last year, we had somebody come forward and offer to pay for a bunch of inner-city kids to come up. So we sent a charter bus down to Milwaukee, and we brought up about 40 kids from the inner city. And that was an amazing experience just to see them up here. And I was fortunate to be able to hang out with them a lot that week and just see how they were impacted, and they could actually see the stars at night. And even one kid commented, he said, it's kind of nice to be able to walk around and not worry about being shot at. And to get that perspective of what this camp can offer, it was a safe place for them to come and be able to talk and share and just grow. And that it was just really amazing to make those connections, and they're really excited about coming back and serving in the future.
That's kind of, I'm sure, eye-opening, especially for those of us who grew up in a rural or a small town area, to hear that perspective. You know, sometimes we take those gifts for granted, the peace and tranquility that surrounds us in that type of setting.
Yep, exactly. So that's something I really liked seeing, and just that interaction with them and with all the other staff and the other kids, and just setting aside differences and understanding each other better. I think that was a huge thing, because we always talk about, even with our Joyful Hearts program, behind every set of eyes there's a soul that matters to God, and to remember that as we go and we live our Christian faith, that we need to keep looking that way, and that we see the inside of the people, not the outside and the circumstances that they're in, that we just reach out and serve people and help.
As you're looking forward to the 2015 seasons of Camp Lewisimo, what are you looking forward to most, and what do you want to share with us about this coming year?
Well, we're pretty excited about the theme with the best question ever, and it's all about being wise. Because as we look at one of the great things with outdoor ministry is we have this, when you look at hours of influence on these kids, and what are they being influenced on? We get them for a full week that we get to influence them with the gospel and with the love of Jesus, and to give them practical things that once they leave camp, they can be fired up about their faith and live their faith more easily and have, you know, come back learning something and being excited. So this whole thing about being wise, Andy Stanley talks about, you know, a lot of times we look at decisions and we say, is this right or is this wrong, instead of is this wise. So it may not be a wrong decision, but is it the wise decision as you are leading your Christian life? So we're really excited kind of about that whole theme and how practical it's going to be for these kids to really help them live their lives outside of their time at camp. Because here it's pretty easy to be a Christian for that week, and then you get back out into the real world and back into the schools and things like that. And it's tough sometimes to stick up for your beliefs and to follow the ways of Christ instead of the ways of the world and the influences of the world. So we're really excited about our theme next year and just getting more kids up here. We actually had somebody step up again and offer a scholarship for kids in need, and we're going to be paying up to a full scholarship for 150 kids next year, and we're really excited that we're able to do that, that funding is coming in.
Well, that's a gracious and generous gift, and thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Tim, at Camp Luther Haven, what can you share with us about 2015?
Yeah, you know, it's, I tell you, planning does start early. We're already working on things for next summer, and one of those we just nailed down is our summer theme for next summer, which is going to be Picture This, and it's based on Hebrews, Fix Your Eyes on Jesus, and really excited about being able to talk about the gospel through God's word in that verse, and seeing how important it is to keep Jesus at the forefront. Lots of fun things we're going to be able to do with that, but you know, with really every summer, as you think about, you know, we've got about half of our campers return each summer, and we have about 1,600 campers each year, and about half are new. And so the chance to really impact someone who has not been here before, and these are new families, not just new campers. So we're always at work trying to touch new families and bring them into the fold here. But it's really humbling to be a part of always a family and their walk of faith. You know, having children of my own, I know how important it is to have other adults that come alongside children and can really speak the gospel to them, that it's not just me as a parent, you know, speaking the truth to them. And something about having a young adult do that, you know, through their counselor can just be profound. And we see it even with kids that are coming from Lutheran schools that have been going for years. Sometimes that camp experience can just ignite them in a way that they go back to their congregation and they're asking questions and they want to be more involved, and they're listening to those sermons and their Sunday school classes. And to be a part of that, it's really fulfilling.
Where can we find more information about camp and Camp Luther Haven and what's coming in the 2015 seasons?
That'll all be put on our website. It isn't there yet. Mm-hmm. We have our last year's information up there, but that'll be at lutherhaven.org. And we start our registration like February 1st is when our target date is to start for the summer. So certainly can check that out.
If families are planning for the 2015 year, thinking about summer, you know, that usually starts around January, probably, that families start thinking about their summer vacations and summer activities, especially families with kids. What do you want parents, grandparents to know about Camp Luther Haven? What do they need to know in terms of planning for this year?
Yeah, well, just to give you an idea of kind of structuring that for yourself, you know, our price range is right around the $325 range for a week of camp, so certainly you could start saving for that. We do offer something, I know many camps do, something called Luther Haven Bucks. It's just kind of a way to kind of pre-purchase some dollars that can go toward a registration. It's something you can give as a Christmas present or give as a gift for a birthday and say, hey, I'm going to make sure you've got a way to get to camp this year. And so that's always a neat thing to do. We send a little item from our store along with that so they can open something up. but then also watch the website for that information to get signed up.
Very good. Matt, when parents are thinking about the 2015 year, maybe they start thinking about it now or in January, anything that you want them to know, parents, grandparents, as they're planning for the coming year?
A lot of the same things that Tim said. Our information is on the website. It's also on Facebook. Registration is actually open for us right now, and that a week of camp is $400 here for 7 days or $285 for a five-day camp. But we also are offering 10% off if you register and pay in full by January 1st, and we have a lot of scholarships. Part of the 150 scholarship thing is for anybody who qualifies, if you have a letter from your pastor saying you're in financial need, we can give you up to 50% off. Or if you're on free reduced lunch programs at your schools, we can give you 80 to 100% off your tuition cost. That's a first-come, first-served type thing. So if they really want to come up to camp and they can't afford it, we do have a lot of opportunities for that early on in the season as well. So 10% off by January 1st, so it's $400, and we would love to have people come up here. And we'd find a way for that to happen.
Very good. And where can we find more information?
Luismo.org. Or one of the other sites, naloma.org, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you can correct me on that if I'm wrong. It has all of our outdoor ministry sites around the country, too, and that they have links to all of our websites there.
And Luismo, I think we might need to spell that out just in case folks aren't familiar with it.
Sure. It's Luismo. And it stands for Lutheran Church of Wisconsin Southern District Missouri Synod. So it's an acronym that was named in like 1963 in a school contest, or 62, something like that. So it was an elementary school person who named it. A little girl did, so.
Very good. Luismo.org, is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Very good. Yeah. Well,
Andy, just jump in there. Yeah, as you said, naloma.org is a great place to go to find a camp that's closer to you in your neighborhood if you're listening kind of from afar.
certainly we'd love to have you, but there are a number of camps all over the country, and I know any of them would love to have you.
Absolutely, and we'll provide a link to the Niloma website today, along with the archive of the program on our website, and the links to these to your camps as well, so folks can go check it out. If any of the camps we talk with today aren't in your area, but you want to find a similar camp, you can certainly go check that out at niloma.org. You can find a Lutheran camp in your area. Gentlemen, I thank you for being my guest today. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Tim Jenk, Executive Director, Camp Luther Haven, Albion, Indiana. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you, Andy.
And Matt Kohler, Senior Counselor at Camp Lewissimo in Wild Rose, Wisconsin. Thanks for being our guest on Faith and Family today.
Well, thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head south to Texas and Kingston, Illinois. We're going to talk with more friends from Lutheran camps around the country. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
There's some alarming news out of Kenya. The World Health Organization and UNICEF have been caught red-handed injecting women in Kenya with a tetanus vaccine laced with a hormone that causes multiple miscarriages and, in some cases, sterility. Kenyan religious leaders obtained several vials of the vaccine in question and had it tested. All tested positive for beta-HCG hormone, which isn't supposed to be in a tetanus vaccine. Back in the early 90s, this scheme reared its ugly head in the Philippines and Mexico, but it was then brushed off by the World Health Organization. It clearly appears these entities are secretly working to ensure that countries they consider undesirable shrink in population numbers. Please pray for the protection of the people of Kenya.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
KFUO celebrates our 90th anniversary. On December 14th, 1924, from a small attic studio in St. Louis, KFUO was heard for the very first time. Our founders used the motto, keeping forward, upward, and onward, to go along with the call letters assigned at the station. And from that day on, KFUO has moved forward through each decade, proclaiming a Christ-centered message. We've moved upward with broadcasting in AM, FM, HD, and satellite syndication of KFUO programs. Worldwide KFUO continues to move onward, using today's technologies including internet streaming, on-demand programs, and podcasting. The mission of that first day is the mission we have today. Go out and proclaim the gospel. Now, through the end of January, join us for fun and memories during this 90-day celebration with a new theme each week, reflecting on our 90 years of ministry. KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Two pastors, one an Italian wise guy, and the other a Ukrainian academic. What happens when you put them in the same room with no script and a bunch of sound effects? Well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out. The God Whisperers on Worldwide KFUO, Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. They're fun-loving, a little off the wall, but always solidly Lutheran. You will learn something every time or double your money back. It's okay to enjoy being Lutheran.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Have you ever missed a live broadcast of one of your favorite KFUO programs? Well, let me propose a convenient solution for you. Visit the KFUO website, kfuo.org, and download your favorite program by way of podcast to your iPhone or other smart device. It's easy, it's simple, it's convenient, and you'll never miss another program. KFUO, the official voice of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is the messenger of good news by way of radio, web, and podcast.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are celebrating 90 years of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And we're doing that over 90 days. We'll be celebrating through January, through the end of January. Hope you can that you can enjoy some of the things with us. This week, we're celebrating a lot of the history. And you can find photos of some of KFUO history on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFUO radio. And during the 1 o'clock hour, you can join Gary Duncan as he pulls out some of the archives from the KFUO radio choir, music from the past here on Worldwide KFUO. Hope you can join in for that music as well. Great conversations today. I hope you've enjoyed the conversations with some of our friends at Lutheran camps around the country. We've got two more camps to talk to today and some more as tomorrow as well. So hope you can stick around for these conversations. I'm having a lot of fun and it's bringing back all kinds of camp memories. Joining us by phone today, Keith Lund. He's the executive director of Camp Lone Star in LaGrange, Texas. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, Camp Lone Star is part of Lutheran Outdoor Ministries of Texas, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Very good, very good. Also joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Steve Geske, Executive Director of Wall Camp Outdoor Ministries and Retreat Center in Kingston, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning.
Good to be here.
How are things in Kingston, Illinois this morning?
Cold. Oh, I'm looking forward to next summer.
That's why we're doing it this week. We're warming up, thinking about summer camp. Keith, how are things down in LaGrange, Texas this morning?
Well, we're actually cold ourselves, but our cold isn't anything like the cold you're talking about up there. So we've all got jackets on.
Got your jacket. We have our coats on today.
Yeah.
So. Well, Keith, tell us a little bit about the history of LOMT and Camp Lone Star in LaGrange, Texas.
Camp Lone Star, which is our main campsite, was a Walther League camp back in the days of the Walther League. We're actually celebrating our 75th birthday in 2016, so we're 73 years old now and looking forward to that year where we get to celebrate 75 years. But when the Walther League went away, then the camp organized itself as a separate 501c3 and carried on the ministry of bringing people of the Texas district outdoors so that they could experience Christ and nature and creation and just be renewed and refreshed.
Well, very good. Very good. And continuing on today, doing that good work. Where is, for those who aren't familiar with the geography of Texas, where is LaGrange?
Yes, LaGrange is located kind of in the center of a triangle between Austin, Houston, and San Antonio. We're located on the Colorado River, which comes down through Austin and travels on down towards the Gulf. So we have riverfront is a part of the camp property, and just Lee County, just north of where Camp Lone Star is located, is where many of the Lutherans first got started in the state of Texas historically. So it's a good spot to be, right in the center of a large Lutheran population.
So it's in the middle of the triangle, but you don't get lost in this triangle, hopefully.
No, this isn't that kind of triangle, thank goodness.
And tell us about, what would you find on camp? Give us walk us around camp. Show us around.
Sure. We basically serve both youth and adults. So we have a retreat center building with a meeting space, dining facilities in there. We can serve about 100 people in motel-style lodging. And that is basically used for weekend retreats as well as workshops and conferences during the week. We have a base camp then of 12 cabins each sleeping 12. That's for our youth programs, youth retreats. They also have their own dining facility back inside that retreat center building. We have a swimming pool, which in Texas during the summer is an important thing to have. We have a challenge course program, which is an integral part of what we carry on in our directed summer programs. Really, our two kind of core values are kind of centered around intentional Christian community, really building Christ at the center of everything that we do in our camping programs. And then the other is what we call pattern interrupt. It's really interrupting the daily routines of people, bringing them out into nature, into God's creation, and giving, you know, just really breaking them out of their habits, whether that's cell phone or work or whatever, television, whatever that might be, but then replacing that with that intentional Christian community. We have lots of hiking trails around, disc golf, archery, all kinds of different traditional things that happen at camp. Last year we added a big slip and slide down one of our hillsides, which was a very popular attraction again during the heat of summer.
And give us an idea of what goes on at camp. What are some of the opportunities available at Camp Lone Star there in LaGrange, Texas, throughout the year?
Yes, we have our directed summer camp program is our largest program, running June through August. But we have a number of directed events that go on year-round. We have women's retreats, father-child retreat, pre-confirmation retreat. These are all kinds of programs that our staff prepares and offers. In addition to that, then, we host retreats where a congregation or a group reserves with us to use the camp to carry on their own program. In that case, our staff becomes the host, and we serve the people that are that are present with us for the weekend. And that's really a major ministry in itself, kind of sharing that gift of Christian hospitality with those that we serve.
Well, very good, very good. Now, let's head up to Wall Camp in Kingston, Illinois. Reverend Geske, give us an idea of what we might find at Wall Camp, outdoor ministries and retreat center there in Kingston, Illinois. Just walk us around camp for a little bit.
At Wall Camp, you come in the main entrance and come to the center of the 180 acres, and the lodge is right there, and the director's residence and our Thiel Center, which is the most recent building added in 95. And there's a lake nearby with fishing. There's a creek that runs through the middle. We're right on the Kishwaukee River. We're part of the Kishwaukee River Valley. And that kind of snakes through, so we can do river walking and floating and stuff like that. The north end of the property we call the North 40 because it's 40 acres, and it was a farmer's field but has been converted into prairie and savanna. We have some cut areas back there where the hayride can go through, kind of in a labyrinth-type style. It's much longer than it. It seems much longer than it actually is. So various events up there, four trails, two other retreat centers, family campground that's on the northeast corner, 15 RV sites, several tent sites, six cabins, a couple bathhouses. So people can come in for the weekend or for the week. And we just enjoy each portion of the property as people come through. We use all of it.
Well, walk us through the calendar year. What are the various opportunities available at Wall Camp throughout the year?
In January, we have groups through that come and do Winterim from the local high schools, local being in Northern Illinois. And in February and March, more March, April is outdoor education. So in the, that's in the spring and the fall. Summer camp is our regular summer camp opportunities, including the new paintball camp that we've set up. In May, there's Worker Bee Weekend with a volunteer appreciation dinner, and also our annual wall camp dinner for our supporters. And in the fall is Fall Festival, September, October. And we're kind of heading into the off season, but now is when we communicate with congregations throughout Northern Illinois. We serve Northern Illinois District, 20 English District congregations, and 4 Slovak congregations.
Wow, so you serve a lot of congregations there in that area. And I've had the privilege of visiting both Wall Camp and Camp Lone Star in my service as a director of Christian education over the years. And I have to say, both, it's been a while since I've been to both camps, but both are beautiful places and a nice quiet place to step aside from the busyness of daily life and enjoy God's beautiful creation with brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah, so we just celebrated our 50th anniversary. We also started as a Walther League camp, and that's why it's Wall Camp. We're not related to Walgreens or Walmart. So that has been, we celebrated our year of Jubilee and gave a $50 discount for that. And now we're moving into the next years, and God is faithful. And we're very excited about all the opportunities for the future.
Well, very good. Well, let's talk about some of your favorite camp activities. What are some of your favorite activities there at Wall Camp?
I enjoy going boomeranging, and that's something that we're adding into our whole program because it's really not that difficult for people to do. It's good for outdoor education. It's also good for summer camp. Plus, if you accidentally hit someone with a boomerang, you say, "I'm sorry, I was aiming for myself." Paintball has been very popular as we've added that in. It's something that's been in some camp ministry for 25 years now, so it's not exactly new, but a lot of the teens and young adults are doing that, and they asked if they could do it here, so we went ahead and set that up. Some of the other historical favorites are Jello Drop, where we drop it off the back balcony of the lodge, and then they try to catch it. That's usually in tandem with the mud pit and river walking, so they can get one shower after all three activities.
That sounds pretty messy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Keith, what are some of your favorite activities at Camp Lone Star? That are they messy?
There are some that are, yes. When our drought weather hits us, as does periodically during the summer, the lake is more of a mud hole than lake, and so that's certainly attractive to the kids, although as counselors and staff, it is messy. But probably for me, the campfires, the evening campfires are probably the highlight activity. As a staff person, especially as executive director, I can walk around and I hear the various campfires that are going on and taking place. It's not just a family or a group around a campfire, but, you know, there's a program, there's a devotion, there's the sharing of what happened during the day, there's the music, the songs. Part of camp is the music and the singing that takes place, and just to walk around and to hear that, to smell the fire, that campfire, that's really got to be up there. This water slide that I mentioned coming down a hillside on just a ribbon of water, you know, that's pretty exciting and draws a lot of kids in, and the challenge course, especially the high elements, the climbing wall and some of the other up in the air elements are certainly activities that kids are drawn to, that they talk about and really want to know. During our high school week, Discovery Camp, we call it, which is in the middle of our summer, usually maxes out in just a matter of days once registration opens. One of the key pieces of that is the race for the kingdom, which is kind of a camp version of Greek days or something, numbers of competitions going on all day long, all the way from water sports and acting and creative writing and cooking and just running and races, just everything going on. Campers are divided up into the gray gladiators or the blue bolts, and once they're assigned to a group, they keep that for the rest of their lives. And so it's really exciting to watch that particular day, which really centers around just having fun, being active, but there is most definitely a spiritual component as the day winds down, as the day ends, although we're competing and there's a winner, but we're all one in the body of Christ, and it's truly a beautiful experience. That whole week, Discovery Week, is by far probably the most impactful week that happens at Camp Lone Star out of the whole year.
You mentioned being in one of those groups for life, and I believe I had some students who were loyal to their group through
absolutely
from their time on.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of your favorite memories there. Some of your favorite memories, maybe a camper or staffer that's had a great experience at camp, or that's made an impact on you or on them.
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been here since 1983, involved with LOMT in various roles. So there's a lot of memories that are packed into all of those years. For me, it's kind of groups of memories, I guess. There is nothing more moving or memorable for me than to see a dad, a father. I mentioned our father-child retreat, but to see a father with one child on one hand, or maybe a child on each hand, walking down the road, talking that conversation that's taking place between dad and child as they've just come out of Bible study, or just come out of devotion, or just come out of our worship. So that's really, you know, that's really a memory, a very moving time. And when I begin to question, when it's a budget issue or a board issue, and I'm wondering, why am I doing this? And then I just get this mental image of that. Again, it's not just the walking, but it's the talking. I'm so moved by the fathers, you know, bending over and talking to their kids, or their head turned and going there. One memory that will forever be in my mind is in 1996 at the Texoma Lutheran Camp, which is part of LOMT as well. That site's no longer open, but we had our dining hall burn right in the middle of our summer camp season. So to wake up in the middle of the morning to see your key building, and at that camp it really was the primary building, to see it in flames. Fortunately, all of the campers had camped out on the islands in the lake the night before, and so they weren't even in camp. But to just experience that, because it was a major building and it burned, of course we had the news media there. We brought the kids back by boat, let them off, and the news reporters were right there sticking microphones into the faces of these high school youth coming off the boats. And what a tremendous witness they gave, just really speaking to their faith and to the protection that they felt, just as Christians, as, again, part of the body of Christ, and not worried about the future, but excited about what they might do to help to get things rebuilt and get things back going. So that was really, that's a day, a night, a day that I will never forget. And what I remember most is just the presence and power of Christ in that whole experience, which should have been just a terrible thing. And it was, but there was also lots of joy and hope out of the community as Christians that came out of that.
Let's talk about some of the memories at Wall Camp, Pastor Geske. What any memories of campers or staffers or visitors there that really stick out for you?
One of the most amazing things is when kids come out, and it's just a collection of them. Many of them come out having developed faith at their congregation with their family. Some haven't, and when they're out here and they have that mountaintop experience, they say, tell me more about Jesus. Or what are those T's that I see around all over the place, meaning the crosses? We're able to just tell them, and the light comes on, and they want to know more. They can be connected with the congregation. That has repeated itself over and over throughout the years. It's interesting, some of the people who were my counselors when I was a camper are still around in the area, and it's just fun to be in ministry with them. There have been some ups and downs over the years. The Lutheran High School Association of Greater Chicago broke up in 1989, and there was some question as to whether this ministry would be able to continue. But through the generosity of God's people, we were able to retire $1 million debt in 2003. And so we're moving forward in ministry after all those things. So it's been a privilege to be involved off and on for 35 years here.
Well, very good. In looking forward to the 2015 year and seasons at both camps, let's talk about what you would like parents and grandparents to know about the coming year and how their families can plan for opportunities at these camps. Let's talk about Wall Camp first. And looking at the year 2015, with just about a minute to talk about Wall Camp and what's coming in the year ahead.
Okay, in the year ahead, we're strengthening our special needs camps. And so any families that have special needs campers, this is the time to be involved with that. We're involved with Voice of Care in Northern Illinois District. We've expanded our paintball camps. We're adding TP camp, adding back in. It was popular for many years. And now is the time to be involved.
Where can we find more information about Wall Camp?
www.wallcamp.org.
WALCAMP.org. Very good.
Correct.
All right. And let's talk about Camp Lone Star. 2015, what do we have coming in 2015, and how can we prepare for it?
Absolutely. We've got some great things, some new programs coming in our summer program. One of them is a new journey camp, which is for 12, 13, 14-year-olds, really helping them prepare for the life transition that's going on for them, all about developing character, leadership, and doing that in a spiritual way. Also want to let parents know that your kids are safe at camp. I think that's a concern right mm-hmm. now. And at Camp Lone Star, as well as I think all of our camps, we take safety and security very seriously. And so, you know, camp is a safe place to come. And also just let them know that Christ lives here. And if they're looking for a different kind of experience for their campers during the summer, one that has Christ at the center, then a Lutheran camp's a place for them.
Well, very good. And we'll post the links to your camps as well. How can we find out more about, where can we find out more about Camp Lone Star?
Yeah, on the website, lomt.com. That's Lutheran Outdoors Ministry of Texas, of which Camp Lone Star is the key banner on. You get to the website, you'll find all kinds of info.
Very good. LOMT.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Very good. We'll post a link with the archive of today's program so folks can go check out both all of these camps and find out more. And we'll post a link to Naloma as well. So if any of these camps aren't in your area but you want to find another camp that might be near you, you can go check it out. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being my guest today. Our guest, Keith Lund, Executive Director of Lutheran Outdoor Ministries of Texas, Camp Lone Star in LaGrange, Texas. Thanks for being my guest today, Keith.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
And the Reverend Steve Geske, Executive Director at Wall Camp Outdoor Ministries and Retreat Center in Kingston, Illinois. Stephen, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. We'll study God's Word. Pastor Whedon will guide us and lead us in studying God's Word right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, celebrating 90 years of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ on the airwaves and online.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.